Hi, I'm Leah Lane, an award-winning travel writer and author of Places I Remember, Tales, Truths, Delights from 100 Countries. On this podcast, we share conversations with travelers about fascinating destinations and memorable experiences around the world. I've cruised on riverboats around the world. I even wrote a book, The World's Most Exciting Cruises, back in the 1990s. So I'm delighted to talk river cruising with two innovators in the industry on the 20th anniversary of their luxury river cruise line, AMA Waterways. Co-founders Rudy Schreiner and Kristen Karst will be sharing the latest innovations and trends in river cruising, a thriving travel segment. Rudy is a native of Vienna, Austria. After graduating with an MBA, he spent 7 months doing research on a raft on the Amazon River in Peru, his first experience with river cruising. Kristen is a native of Dresden, Germany, and has become one of the leading executives in the river cruise industry. Welcome, Rudy and Kristen, to Places I Remember.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Well,
thank you. There's a strong demand for river cruising, driven in part, I think, by the increased desire for intimate and immersive travel. For those who may not know, please describe some of the special pleasures of a river cruise experience.
So, river cruising is something very small and personal. So our ships are between, say, 28 guests capacity on our smallest vessel, the Zambezi Queen in Africa, to about 150 in the average on the European rivers, to 190 on our double wide ship, the AMA Magna, the luxury of space. So it's all about, you know, being introduced to the family, all the personal things that our clients want, personal excursions, catering to personal interests. All our shore excursions are included, but we operate them in very small groups. We offer hiking and biking and many, many shore excursions at the same time. So the choice is yours, from active to very gentle walking tours, even late riser tours. And everything is included in the river cruise adventure. So from all the delicious meals on board, I can truly say it is six-star cuisine, to all the finest local wines with lunches and dinner, the bubbly in the morning, our complimentary sip and sail hour prior to dinner, and so many delights and surprises. And that is also something for us so important, that we constantly surprise our guests with things they haven't expected when they signed up for the river cruise. Being so close to the banks of the river, when you're cruising, seeing the castles, seeing the vineyards, every day is a sea day, and I say S-E-E day. So rivers physically take you through the country, while oceans take you to countries. Now, I have to say the rivers do both, because even on a seven-night river cruise, let's say the Rhine River, we sail from Amsterdam to Basel and cruise through four countries. And that's the same with the Danube. When we go from Budapest to Wilshofen or Nuremberg, we are in Hungary, in Slovakia, in Austria, and of course in Germany. And then we offer beautiful pre- and post-land programs connected to our river cruises. Like we go to Prague, we go to Paris, and many other beautiful spots in the world.
Let me add a little thing about my thought on one important item on river cruising. If you are in Europe on a river cruise, and in comparison to any other means of transportation, like motor coach or car or train, you actually get double the leisure time during your vacation, because you don't have to check in, check out. Yeah, you arrive with your ship in town, yeah, and you step off the bar and you are in downtown. So you gain a tremendous amount of leisure time. You go to bed at night and you wake up the next morning in another city.
It's lovely.
You still spend most of the time in town. So from that side, you have a tremendous amount of leisure time on a river cruise. And you see the country from the little villages, which you normally don't see when you drive around Europe.
Truly combining the best of a cruise and a land-based tour.
I agree. And of course, you unpack once. And that has to be said. You put your stuff away and you have a little home for the time being, and you can spend your time enjoying yourself without worrying about all that stuff.
You never get motion sickness, though.
Right. You don't get motion. It feels great. In fact, mm-hmm. when you sleep at night, it's a lovely kind of rocking, which isn't even noticeable, but you feel it and you sleep better. Now, some people express no interest in mainstream cruising, especially on big ships. These same travelers may be interested in a river cruise, but don't realize it. What are the biggest differences between river cruising and ocean cruising? And how can you convince a cruise skeptic to try river cruising?
Well, it starts when you board the ship. As Rudy mentioned, check-in time is maybe 30 seconds, 1 minute, and there are no long lines. You just embark. Our friendly crew awaits you. You become part of the family. You are in your beautiful stateroom within a minute. And that is, of course, happening all the time when we disembark the ship for our shore excursions. There is no big process. You can just embark and disembark very leisurely. And you can either join our tours or you don't. You can go out on your own. It's all completely up to you. So that, for me, and I know for so many of our clients, no waiting times, it is a big thing. Rudy.
Yeah, and if you miss a ship, you take a taxi to the next port.
Oh, that's true. I've had problems with that. You don't have to fly to the next country if you miss your ship.
That also becomes for the luggage now, right? I mean, yeah. And the airline is losing the luggage. Mm-hmm. Luggage can really quickly catch up.
Absolutely.
And also, a big difference is you really do spend a lot of time in the towns. Yeah, so the ship is really a means of transportation, luxury from town to town. And then you have the scenic part of the cruises, but it focuses really on the towns.
Who are typical travelers on river cruises?
I mean, the majority of our travelers, I would say, is well-educated, upper middle class. They are very much interested in culture, in touring, in sightseeing, and in cuisine.
Lately, we also welcome many celebrations of missed birthdays, wedding proposals. Even now, we have renewing the vows, girlfriend vacations, right? So we offer a lot of wine experience cruises. So culinary and wine is still theme number one. Everyone enjoys it. So we cater to this market. And we do also welcome families. Children are allowed from age 4, I think. It's really good to have them from age 6. It's the quality time, really, families, even grandparents with their grandchildren can spend together. And for children, special places in the world like Europe come to life. Maybe the grandparents grew up there and then moved to California. So this is very, very meaningful and makes them really wonderful travelers in the future.
And then we do partner with Adventures by Disney. That means we have lots of family cruises. So we also partner with Backroads, the bicycle operator. Yeah, so, I mean, they come with their trucks and our people just get off the ship, get their bikes, go on a bike ride, come back to the ship, sleep on the ship. Yeah, and what's also good for them is often they have a partner who doesn't want to bike who can stay on board. And then, like Christine said, we have about 75 wine-themed cruises a year. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, pretty much all rivers in Europe are wine regions. They grow the wine right on the river banks.
It's so beautiful. Not only is it delicious because you're drinking the wine from the slopes, maybe they were on the slopes a few years before you see them, and right next to you, it's just one of the nicest experiences to do that. Can you give us a few authentic travel experiences along some of the world's most beautiful rivers that maybe are a little different, that people don't think about, that maybe they don't know that a river cruise could be done there?
So we are also cruising the Mekong River, so Vietnam and Cambodia. This is now slowly coming back. All our ships are in operation. We have 26 ships on the Mekong. We are coming back in October, the middle of October. And this is a completely different culture and scenery, of course, from the rivers in Europe. Another river that comes to my mind is the Nile River in Egypt. We started with our beautiful new Amadalia in September last year. So that was a very special time. And since the ship has been selling out since then, we are now building ship number 2 after the Amadalia. This is the ship, the Amalilia, for the Nile River in Egypt. And those are truly luxurious ships, custom built, delicious cuisine, wonderful attention by our crew and the cruise manager. And it really seems our guests want to explore these parts of the world that for so many years, cruising was just not, or actually traveling to Egypt wasn't the focus of our guests, but it's all coming back and they want to come on a luxurious ship. Our guests don't compromise. Everyone really saved a lot of money in these past few years and now want to live in style again and travel in style and make the memories because nobody knows what's coming tomorrow.
And since we are talking about all these exotic destinations, one of the most unique experiences for me is when you are on the Chobe River on the Zambezi Queen and you go by a little boat out.
It's in Botswana.
In Botswana, as you go along, there are islands on the river and elephants swim across to the islands. And you are with a boat next to them and you see the trunks like snorkels coming up. You see a little bit of the back and there are 20 feet next to you. A herd of elephants swimming next to you.
Absolutely. And you see the hippos too. They look like they're sunburned with their little.
Yes, but you rather stay away from them.
Yep. Stay away from the hippos. I've experienced some wonderful river cruises, one in Myanmar and another in Ukraine. I went from the Dnieper River to the Black Sea. So on different cruise ships, I think many cruise ships feature this focus on exotic places, but your line seems to have both.
Really, our clients are driving us to explore more rivers. Once they fall in love, you know, they want to explore it all.
Absolutely. Word of mouth. They come back and talk about these beautiful places, and then you respond to that. Now, tell us a little bit about innovations in the river cruise industry. Generally speaking, how are ships designed today? Can you go out on a balcony in your room? Do you have glass all the way where you can see from your bedroom all the things that are passing by?
So our European ships and pretty much also all of our other ships now, Mekong and so on, they have balconies, also outside balconies. Yeah, so our European ships have about 80% balconies. And especially now since this whole COVID situation, yeah, everybody wants to have fresh air. Yeah, nobody wants anymore any cabins where you cannot even open the window on the lower deck. So what has changed a lot in the last, I would say, 30 years? Yeah, when we started building the first ship in the early 90s, most of the ships had fixed windows you couldn't open and so on. Today, the staterooms are much larger, much more generous. Food is very, very important. On the Ama Magna, we have four restaurants. Yeah, all our ships actually in Europe feature two restaurants, but on the Magna we have four restaurants. Wellness is very important, so that we introduced a few years ago a fitness host on every ship. We have bicycles on all of our ships, so people can either take the bikes on their own and go into town, but we also include on a weekly basis 3 to 4 guided bicycle tours with a guide in front, a guide in the back, and so on. So active travel is very important. So on the ship design, outdoor energy efficiency. The new ships have better engines than 10, 20 years ago, much more efficient. We are looking every day into what else can we do. Today, many ships in Europe have so-called power locks. That means they plug in to the city electric out once they are docked. So there's no pollution through generators and so on.
So they're like e-ships.
Yeah, I mean, it's many cities already require that you have a power lock to plug in order not to run generators. Very clean, yeah? And that's becoming bigger and bigger in Europe.
Very good to hear that. I know the itineraries are getting longer on many cruise ships. You have one that's 47 nights embarking in 2023. Where is that going?
So the ship starts in Amsterdam. It goes from Amsterdam, Belgium, and then up the Rhine, all the way up the Rhine, up the Moselle River, almost to France or to Luxembourg. Then from there up to Switzerland, to Basel, comes back on the Rhine and in Mainz goes into the Main River, past Frankfurt, up to Würzburg, crosses the continental divide on the Main River, right around Nuremberg. The ship reaches an altitude of about 1,400 feet.
Oh, my.
And then it goes into the Danube, down the Main Danube Canal, into the Danube, and all the way down the Danube, all the way down to the Black Sea.
Fabulous. Yeah. Middle Europe. All of it. Fabulous.
Part of Europe. And that's a different extended vacation. Once our guests want to fly to Europe, they want to stay there for longer. And the best is to take a couple of river cruises together.
Absolutely. And you can add on to the, you know, when you come in there, add a week or two, and at the end, add a week or two on land. So you have a wonderful, wonderful trip. Well, the name of the podcast is Places I Remember. So Kristen and Rudy, co-founders of AMA Waterways, would you each give us a special memory of river cruising? Kristen, would you go first?
Well, I have to say, when we mentioned the Zambezi Queen on the Chobe River in Africa, really seeing at sunset the herds of elephants coming down like a stampede to the river to drink, the babies in the middle, that's just such a spectacular moment. But the one I remember the most, and back to Africa, is we offer a pre or post land program to Rwanda.
To see the gorillas.
To see the gorillas.
Oh my goodness, river cruising and gorillas. What else could you ask for?
And I never thought that this would be my emotionally most special moment when it comes to the travel experiences.
I can't imagine. You can go see the gorillas and come back and have champagne. It sounds
perfect. Absolutely, absolutely. But really seeing the silverback when you open the branches after a couple of hours of going there and then being so peaceful and all the little ones and the teenagers playing around, it's something so magical. It's hard to describe. It's an experience everyone should see once in their life to understand the world.
Absolutely, if they can. And I love gorillas so much, I've adopted a gorilla from the Diane Fossey Fund. Her name is Bisoki. And I have her picture in my hall. So I love your memory. How about you, Rudy?
Now, I do have special river cruise segments, which I always do enjoy very much when I'm there on the ship. And that's, there are two rivers, especially. One is the Moselle River. The Moselle, to me, is the most beautiful cruise area in Central Europe because it's a beautiful meandering small river with extremely steep vineyards, very lush and very green. And it's so peaceful there with little villages. That's one area where I always cruising through that part, really enjoy it. And the other part, which is a little bit contrary to that, is the Douro River in Portugal. The Douro is very narrow, fairly deep. Sometimes you almost feel like you are whitewater rafting. And sometimes you have the rocks right next to you. Yeah, big rock formations coming up out of the water. So these are just from being on a ship and cruising, two of my very special cruises in Europe.
Sounds wonderful. I hope people listening are able to take a river cruise. Even I know I speak to people and some don't like to cruise, but how can you not like a river cruise? It's got everything. Thank you so much, Rudy Schreiner and Kristen Karst. And for travelers seeking a restful yet exciting travel experience, I do suggest a river cruise, but warning, you may just never want to get off the river. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Leah.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our award-winning podcast. We've recorded over 100 episodes of Places I Remember, so follow us on any podcast app. And new monthly episodes are also on YouTube with gorgeous video. My book, Places I Remember, is available in print and Kindle, and I read the audio version. Follow my travel writing at Forbes.com. Contact me at the links in the show notes or on my website, placesiremember.leahlane.com, and keep making your own travel memories.